Turnabout feels way better than monogamy, especially in Sin City, Milan Kennedy Lewis said in her head as she watched a full day of the live taping of Swingers, the adult cable TV show on which she served as creative consultant. The second season of 13 shows premiered on March 8th, and it was a major hit.
Places, please, people! Come on now, quiet on the set! And action!
The female director, Coco Cooper, who the crew called Cece, spoke with a mix of authority and impatience while sitting in her hot pink director's chair. She kept careful eye on the main camera monitor. Viewing the last scene of the day for the taping of the highly successful reality show that was shot in a secret production studio in Las Vegas. The set was an exact replica of the actual swingers club that the cable network Wet TV had built for Milan. Her club, called Erotic City Las Vegas, was located on Tropicana Avenue next to Hooters Casino Hotel. Erotic City Las Vegas had been open for 6 months. Frenchie, the male associate producer who had come to Milan's club in Miami the previous year, with his then-boss Cherry Berry to recruit Milan, had talked Milan into being part of the show behind the scenes, and already Frenchie himself was the second most popular adult reality TV star in the country. He had been catapulted into instant fame and had been given the nickname Drama King. It fit him well. He'd earned the title. He was highly sexual, highly intelligent, highly fit, and highly volatile. He could be quiet 1 minute and then erupt the very next, ready to curse folks out and even fight, men and women. This was his final scene of the day, and those on the set were all eyes while he acted out a group sex shot. He was the only male in the scene with four women, and Frenchie was using the skills that represented his name, eating pussy like Linda Lovelace sucked dick. And he did it extremely well. Milan had just arrived back in town from Miami that morning and headed straight to the studio. Wearing a conservative gray skirt suit and black pumps, she sat in a corner chair, keeping an eye out for any aspect of the show that wasn't consistent with the lifestyle reality. She'd been part of the morning's creative meeting, giving feedback on possible show angles. She'd managed to work out a schedule of being in Vegas on the weekends to run her own club, and make sure she did just enough to earn her six-figure consultant salary on the show. The show also paid the rent for her Las Vegas Swingers Club location. Her mind drifted off for a moment after she looked down at her phone and read a text from her Vegas Club assistant manager, Cherry Berry. Cherry had been executive producer of the show, but she was fired after getting into a fight on location with Frenchie. Frenchie said she struck him, but since the cameras weren't rolling, there was no proof. It was just the two of them with two different stories of what went down. The show executives believed him, since he was the drama king who brought in the top ratings and the big money. Cherry's text read, "See you tonight at the club. Things are going well." Milan replied, "Sounds good." Cherry ran the Las Vegas location alone on Thursdays. Tomiko, Milan's sister, ran the Atlanta location full-time, along with her boyfriend, Jared Hamilton. Lavender Lewis, Milan's husband, ran the Miami location on the weekends that Milan was in Vegas. He ran it along with his assistant manager and head of security, Thurman. When Milan was home in Miami 4 days a week, she focused on the club, but her main priority was to focus on her stepson, Taj, and great-mama, Lavender's grandmother. Lavender himself got very little attention from her, if any. Milan's thoughts shifted to their relationship that had changed so much. To her, it started out as a fairy tale and ended up as hell.